Owen Burton. She has an MPH. Ms. Burton is a chemist, toxicologist education. She received her MPH from the University of Michigan, Environmental and Occupational Health, a BS in toxicology from Virginia State University, chemistry and mathematics. Major activities, project activities, include IAQ impacts of products, polluted source, control, AIQ in office buildings, combustion pollutants, especially carbon monoxide and nitrogen dioxide, health effects, especially reproductive health issues such as asthma and low-level chemical exposure issues. And also, she works on technical communication as well. Please help me welcome Ms. Burton.
Hello. I am actually presenting this for my colleague, Brenda Dorosky, who was unable to make the trip. I work with the asthma program, but this is something that has been done under our asthma program. It is part of our work with a community asthma community network, in that a lot of the community-based programs that we've worked with through the years, part of the problem is with funding drying up and other things. They need to be able to quickly say how they are impacting the disease, how they're adding value to the work. So the asthma team came up with this tool to help them, and it's on our asthma community network page. I'm sorry, I have no disclosures, except for the fact that I work for the feds. That might be a disclosure in itself. So I want to tell you, describe the benefits of calculating a value proposition for your community-based health program, identify the necessary data to develop a value proposition, and formulate an elevator pitch. One of the things that we found is that some of the community-based programs, when they were trying to go for this money, just couldn't get to that elevator pitch, that short version of what we do, why we do it, and how we're going to impact this work. And this tool was developed to try to help them do that. And again, these are based on asthma-based models because it was the asthma team, but our hope is that as you see this, if there are things that you can do with it on any subject, that you would be able to use it, or also you could get back to us and tell us, you know, it works for asthma maybe, but we need help this way or that way, and we'd appreciate knowing that. So basically that's the steps that Brenda was going to go through. Again, we're dealing, in this case, this is based on an example that's in asthma. And basically, the healthcare landscape within asthma is there's a movement from reactive to proactive health management. There is a well-defined and accepted role for the environment and its relationship to asthma. There are some new opportunities with the Affordable Care Act and other common things. And the federal government has committed itself and is united across the agencies to proactively address asthma disparities. So that puts them in a unique place in some cases with a lot of other health issues, but that's where they are. There is also a connection with asthma and healthy homes. Several programs are going into the homes. Asthma outcomes may be used to assess the effectiveness of healthy homes programs. And so there's an opportunity here to maximize an impact on a holistic way of dealing with certain issues. The challenges that people face, and I'm sure many of you in this room from all different walks of life already know this, that there are competing priorities out there for the funds, and there's fewer funds, and there's fewer people, and there's bigger issues. So, you know, that is your, we all know those challenges in public health. One solution, is to be able to talk to some of the funders, to being able to deal with some of the funders, is this value proposition. And this is what we had learned from our community-based programs that we've worked with through the years. So what we've done, or what they've done, I should say, is they have tried to come up with a way to help people deal with this tool that will communicate the unique program value and benefits to their funders. and will demonstrate their health outcomes, the program's health outcomes and economic savings would outweigh those operating costs, sort of like we were just talking about, and that this is an effective means for securing future funding for these new projects and established programs. The benefit, it's an opportunity to see the program's impact on health costs by capturing costs, calculating health cost savings, and conducting evaluation, program evaluation. So that's the benefit of having this thing. What they want to do basically is they're helping these organizations come down to what they're calling an elevator pitch. And this is an example of an elevator pitch that was done by the Asthma Network of West Michigan. So for $18,441, my program will reduce hospitalizations by 58% for 13 pediatric patients and will generate $257,230 in health cost savings over the next 3 years. So it's just kind of a quick, even quicker if I had actually written the statement and wasn't just reading it, but a quick way of getting across what it is that the benefit of you working with me and giving me more funding and helping me fund my program is. Basically, what they've done is split this value proposition into these segments, and I'm just going to quickly go through these key components and with some examples of how this is put together. And I'm going to wait for the photographs. It's always nice to be photographed, even if it's a photograph of my slide, not of me. So the example that we have here is Monmouth County Healthy Homes Program. It's in Portland, Oregon. It's a county government. And basically, they're trying to create sustainable funding for healthy homes interventions. And their approach is to amend the state health plan to provide targeted case management reimbursement for healthy homes and opportunities for other health departments to provide this service. So that's basically what they're trying to do. That's overall who they are. And they're going to be the organization that is used as an example for each component, how they did each component. This is their target population. So the first component is to identify your target population. Your state's program's focus population to describe the program capacity. And just sort of as in your head, no matter what programs you work on, if you can kind of try to think of what would you say for these answers to these questions, and you can kind of see how quickly it is to get to this point. So your basically questions, who does your program target? And how many individuals can your program serve annually? And there you'll see for our example that Monmouth targets low-income families with children with asthma, and they can serve 162 clients annually. Next, you want to look at your program activities, the actions the program plans to take. So your questions, what tasks or program activities will your program perform? How will your program track and measure progress? And this is a place where people often have to think this through, and some people have a lot of trouble because how you're going to track what you're doing. For some organizations, it's difficult for them to verbalize. So this helps them take the time out to really think this through before they have to make this pitch later on. What are your program's performance targets? And again, there's your examples from the Monmouth, I think. Okay. Sorry. This was definitely someone else's presentation. I always put examples I can pronounce in my own presentations. Okay. So the next thing is the health outcomes. What are the long-term impacts that the program promises to deliver to the population? So what are the long-term outcomes your program is after or for your is after for your target population? What is your program committed to achieving for your target population? Those are the questions you need to answer. And again, that's what this example, where they got to. Then we get to the money. How much does it cost you to do this? And A value proposition should demonstrate that the program benefits outweigh the operating costs, just as we were talking about just before. So you're basically looking at your management costs, your program costs, and your evaluation costs. And there's a breakdown of percentages of what we estimate should be about what those are for organizations to be able to come out to your 100%. It's going to be different for different organizations for different things. And as you can see in the example, it's 21% for the program management cost, 78% for the program activities cost, and 1% to cover the evaluation cost of the program. And it says what the total program will cost. Then you have to deal with your health costs. One important potential program benefit may be reduced medical costs, or you may be demonstrating that you have health care savings is an effective way, or you may be showing that you're reducing medical costs. You want to show what is going to happen that would make your funders want to to fund you here. What are you getting out of your benefits here? So your questions: how much does it cost to serve one individual in my target population? How much does an ER visit cost for a typical asthma patient? Of course, this is for the asthma example. For any other topic, you would ask that. How much does hospitalization cost for a typical patient? And again, as you can see, they did all of that crunching. I'm sure for them, Excel was a friend too, to get to these values. Now, the end part of this little tool is to create the elevator pitch, to create the unique statement describing the program. It's going to quickly demonstrate to a potential funder that the program is powerful and worth funding. And it should be tailored to resonate with each potential funder. So you might have to slightly tweak it depending on who you're trying to get your funds from. For that example, that's what they came up with for their elevator speech. And this tool is on the asthmacommunitiesnetwork.org page. And it's there with all of its components and the questions, and you can go through it. And like I said, we'd love to hear from you if you go through it, if you're not asthma, if you're anything else, any other programs. Does it work? You know, is it something useful? Is there something we should add to it? How can we help better make this better to be able to get to that pitch? And how many people do you know about our Asthma Community Networks page at all? Okay. Two? Okay. So on our asthmacommunitynetworks.org page, it is basically a community of people who are dealing with asthma-based work. They can communicate with each other. It is sponsored by us, but it's not housed on our site. It's actually run by another group because we can't let people in and out through firewalls in the government. So we have to come up with ways to get the information out to those of you who can best get it out there in the community, and this was one of our methods of doing that, and we hope you'll go to our page right there and continue working on your value proposition, and let us know, like I said, for any type of program, if this type of thing works. We can create these for other programs, other places, anything we can do to help. You know, we don't always have funding to help, but we want to support as much as we can.
We have time for a few questions.
Yeah. Actually, you should have no questions.
Any questions?
Yeah. It works. It works.
Yeah. And thank you, Ms. Burton.
Okay. So anything you do need, Brenda Dorowski. It's dorowski.brenda@epa.gov, and I'm burton.laureen@epa.gov. So anything you want to know that you think of later, please let us know.
Okay, sure. Okay, thank you.